I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to the town of Worthing on England's south coast. Now, Worthing is often referred to as the Rio de Janeiro of Sussex. Even though it doesn't have Rio's iconic mountaintop statue, first-time visitors do take one look and say, Jesus Christ. Famous as a retirement destination for gentlefolk, Worthing has a population of just over 105,000 people, or just under if you're listening to the repeat. A short walk from the nearby village of Slindon is the famous Slindon Folly, a structure built during the 18th century by the Newburgh family. The Folly resembles a gateway but leads to nowhere, or Hove as it's known. Now, this part of Sussex is famous for producing some of England's finest white wines. We were treated to a tasting earlier at a local branch of Lidl and tried a 2011... and tried a 2011 Chardonnay, which had a fine nose, just like the pork pie that came with it. Sherlock Holmes creator Sir Arthur Conan Doyle had a cottage here. He promoted his interest in spiritualism and reincarnation and organised seances in the town hall. It's widely believed by his followers that in an afterlife he came back as a singer of show songs in a big frock known as Sir Arthur Susan Boyle. In the 19th century, Worthing became well known for its ship's chandlers. Sails were made from canvas, navigation lamps were fashioned in brass, and wooden rum casks were carefully planed into shape by carpenters. But that wasn't the last time Worthing heard the sound of a barrel being scraped. Let me introduce the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timber Taylor and Harry Hill. And taking our place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever-delightful Samantha. And we start this week with another edition of the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the subtle differences in meaning between similar terms. For example, many don't understand the correct use of the words implication and inference. Well, implication means something that is implied or involved as a natural consequence of something else, whereas inference, they eat snails and frogs and smelly cheese. But the meanings of words are constantly changing. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, you can start.
Violin, an unpleasant public house.
Barry.
Alter ego, a priest who's full of himself.
Graham.
Permits, catskin gloves.
Harry.
Steady. Stencil, a very still pencil.
Romania, a worrying over fondness for kangaroos.
Tampa, what you take on a Yorkshire picnic.
Shoddy, Big Ears' unkempt friend.
Stifle, a home for a pig designed along the lines of a Paris landmark.
It's your game.
Gladiator, unrepentant cannibal.
Roman nose, what Caesar used to wash his chariot.
Transcendental, to receive false teeth through the post from a drag act.
Graham. And that can happen.
Petulance, a vehicle that takes dogs and cats to hospital.
Condescending, prisoner in a lift.
Lambada, a sheep with no legs.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha made her regular visit to the record library earlier to collect her chosen classic discs, where she found the two old archivists had received notice that the library is to close and they're being posted to regional offices in Lancashire and South London. So next week will be the last time they'll take Samantha's lovely old 45s out. Then one is going to Oldham and the other is going to Peckham. Samantha is at the turntable and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along with the record teams and keep going when Samantha turns the volume down. If when the music returns you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a classic ballet step defined by the kinographic system of dance movement notation devised by Rudolf von Leben. What do points mean? That's right, and this week's prize makes the ideal birthday present for those many friends and relatives that you don't like. It's these John Lewis Git vouchers. So, Graham, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany the Johnston brothers singing Hernando's Hideaway. Get your castanets on, Graham.
Right.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway, ole. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets. And no one cares how late it gets, not at Hernando's Hideaway, ole. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you'll meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love.
Gaze at me.
All right, well, you're next, Barry, and I'd like you to accompany the Rolling Stones singing Get Off My Cloud.
Then in flies a guy who's all dressed up just like a Union Jack. Says I've won £5 if I have his kind of degenerate pack. I said, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, you, get off of my cloud. Don't hang around, cause two's a crowd.
Oh, my God.
Barry Pryor doing incredibly well, sounding like the Rolling Stones, considering he's so much younger than them. So you now, Tim, can you please accompany Lady Gaga singing Poker Face?
Wanna hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. I love it. Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been booked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. Can't read my. No, he can't read my poker face. She has got me like nobody. Can't read my. No.
So, finally, Harry, can you please accompany Morrissey of the Smiths,
yes,
singing This Charming Man?
If I can do the voice.
On a chocolate bicycle, on a hillside desolate. Did you make a man of me yet? When in this charming car, this charming man, why pamper life's complexities when the leather runs smooth and the passenger sits?
Got a stitch.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care.
Ow!
A jumped up puncher boy that never knew his place. He said, return the ring. He knows so much about these things. He knows so much.
Okay, our next round is the game called Sound Charades. This is where the teams recreate that popular classic show, Give Us a Clue. In the original show, the players had to perform in total silence, causing endless waves of uncontrollable laughter. Obviously, silent mimes don't work on the radio, so in this version, the teams are allowed to speak, causing endless waves of uncontrollable indifference. Give Us a Clue's best known performer was, of course, that one-off veteran of stage and screen, Lionel Blair. It's often been said that when Lionel was created, they threw away the mould, just to be on the safe side. Now, Tim and Harry, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the lazy display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Fast and Furious 6. Fast and Furious 6.
So off you go, please, Tim and Harry.
Four words.
Four.
And it's a film.
It is. And it goes like this, doesn't it?
Yeah. Flaming Lent, I'm starving.
And I'm so cross.
Wretched Ramadan. I don't mean that when I say that. figuratively speaking. Wretched Ramadan, I'm famished.
And I'm really angry.
This blooming famine, I'm ravenous.
And I'm extremely pissed off.
Ruddy 6 hours before my general anaesthetic. Oh, I'm... I'm so esurient.
Oh, yes. And I'm livid.
My miserable gastroenteritis, I can't put anything in my mouth.
And I'm hopping mad.
How many is that, Tim?
Five, one more.
Blooming hunger strike, I'm beside myself.
And I'm completely incensed. Enough of that.
Yeah. How many was that?
You said five, one more then, didn't you?
That was six, was it?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 6.
It's quick. Mm.
Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title is now being exhibited again on the laser display board. And once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
It's a TV programme.
Three words. Goes like this.
Hamish.
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
Yes, but I'm back now. Now, where were we?
Well, you were ahead by 3 cubicles to 2.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Well, let's leave it there.
On we go. Now, what have you got in your cubicle?
I have 1 lavatory seat.
Oh, very well, very well. I'll raise your lavatory seat. And see your pedestal.
Oh. Shame, son. I'm wondering what you've got in your hand. It isn't a pear, is it?
No. No. It's a chain, which means I win.
Why is that?
It's a flush.
Goodbye.
Television programme, which is a quiz game type thing.
No.
Sort of.
Well, you said an important word there.
Pear.
No.
Flush.
Game.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent, which this week will be scored according to the Horace Batchelor infra-draw system, with which you're all well acquainted. So, Tim, can you start, please?
Oh, boy.
I'll start with Euston.
Euston?
Yep.
Marylebone.
Yeah.
That's a one. It's a one, isn't it?
And I revised this method as well.
We shouldn't do that without asking us first.
Well, I had an anonymous tip-off.
Lucky you.
Oh, I saw the rabbi the other day.
The masked rabbi, was it?
Belsize Park.
Swiss Cottage, that's Zone 2.
Oh, God!
Two words, Zone 2. I'll go for that. Swiss Cottage.
Oh, two words. Yeah. Well, I'll go for Harrow and Wealdstone, which is 5.
5 what?
Zone 5.
Zone 5?
Oh, I thought you meant 5 words there. Oh, Zone 5. I apologise. Zone 5. Zone 5, Zone 5. Headstone Lane.
No, it was...
Headstone Lane?
Yes.
No, because it was Zone 5, Barry.
Headstone Lane, not Zone 5.
Zone 5. I don't think anyone explained to you properly it was Zone 5.
Yeah.
Zone 5, Old Street.
Right, so we've...
We've got the hang of this.
It's 2... It's 12. Carry 1.
I'm not sure I can allow the use of a calculator.
Solar-powered. I'm saying Aldgate East.
Well, very good. Very good. Yeah, absolutely.
Looking for Zone 2, a 4 and a 3 mile end. 4 and a 3 mile end.
Well, I'm going for Moore Park, which is Park 5 plus 6, so that's 6 fives are 30.
Moore Park?
Oh, yeah.
Park. Mornington Crescent.
You somewhat gave it away there, Tim, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
To say it was a mistake, but well, the next round is about proverbs, those useful little phrases that help us through life. Although whoever it was said, "There's no point crying over spilt milk," clearly never owned an Apple MacBook Pro. A surprising number of English proverbs and mottos are in foreign languages. For example, there's "On y soit qui mal y pense," which means "A toad in the hole is worth 2 in the bush," according to Google Translate. And the Prince of Wales actually has a German motto, Ich dien. When Prince Charles was first told this, he couldn't believe his ears. But then who can? It's high time we gave some of these sayings back to the world. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of proverbs that might be adapted to suit foreign countries. Harry, you can start.
A fool and his money used to run Greece.
Tim.
It's a French chef's proverb. Horses for courses.
Barry.
Turin. Every shroud has a silver lining.
Graham.
Russia. The proof of the Putin is in the Ukraine.
A rolling stone gathers no tax.
Chernobyl, two heads are better than one.
Yorkshire, all roads roam to Leeds.
No man is an island, except the Isle of Man.
Germany, cold hands, warm hinds.
Spain, there's plenty more fish in the sea around Britain.
France, absinthe makes Descartes grow fonder.
Oh.
Italy, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, pickpocket a tourist.
Scotland, cleanliness is next to Inverness.
Belgium, wonders will never start.
Well, sadly, that's all we that's all we have time from the Worthing Xenophobe Association. It's music time again with Swanee Kazoo, and this is where the teams play duets, combining the smooth glissando of the Swanee whistle with the scratchy rasp of the kazoo. Once an unlikely pairing, the Swanee whistle and the kazoo now go together like Beyoncé and Jay's fluid. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. And Colin was telling us he's recently started producing Beatles covers, but he wants me to say that they would also fit most medium-sized hatchbacks, if you're interested. So, Barry and Graham, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the Sabre Dance by Kachaturian to feature Barry Cry on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Colin wants to start again. Okay, so I find sign Colin. Hello and welcome to the second show here in Worthing, England's south coast. Worthing is often known as the Rio de Janeiro Sussex, even though it doesn't have Rio's iconic mountaintop statue. Please, God, make it stop. Good. Well, Tim and Harry now, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Delilah to feature Harry Hill on the kazoo and Tim Brooke-Taylor on the Swanee whistle.
Delilah,
nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round of Dog Lovers Film Club. So, teams, I'll ask you to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with an audience of dog lovers. Graham, maybe you could start.
Tales of King Arthur and His Knights in Winnelot.
Barry.
Hawaii Fido.
Tim.
When Harry Sniffed Sally.
Harry.
Full Metal Bassett.
The postman always tastes nice.
The Bitches of Madison County.
James Cagney in I'm a Labradoodle Dandy.
The Turd Man. Five Easy Feces.
Arslick and Old Lace.
Bring me the lead of Alfredo Garcia.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the beer drinker of time takes two cans from the fridge of fate and wonders how these large-billed tropical birds got in there, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Worthing, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Harry Hill were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.